This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to another Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. It is Friday,
woo,
July 12th.
I like how you had to look at your phone.
I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't know what day of the month it is. You know, I'm just... It's enough for me to get up in the morning and put my pants on if I can make it into work. All right. But our lovely friend and very talented friend, Audrey, is joining us again this morning since Dave is over in Prague.
Prague. Doing whatever they do
in
Prague.
He doesn't speak Czech.
Yeah, I know.
What's he doing over there?
No idea.
Yeah, son of a bitch. But we hope he's enjoying his vacation. And in the meantime, we will hold down this morning show. Audrey, what would you like to start with this morning? Good news or bad news?
I want to hear some bad news.
Some bad news? Well, this is some bad news if you live in Chicago. This is right where you used to live, right, Ian?
I used to live right across from this lagoon, yes.
So Chicago police investigators have cracked the case of a 5-foot alligator living in a lagoon at one of the city's most popular parks. It's Humble Park, and they've got a lagoon. It's on the city's west side. So how the hell did a 5-foot alligator get into this lagoon in Humble Park, Ian?
Now, we can only assume, because alligators are not native to Chicago, so we can only assume that some guy or woman had a alligator as a pet.
It was a dude.
It was most likely.
Let's call it. It's like creepy reptile people, 98% dudes. There are those 2% of women, but let's just call it how it is.
He's probably got a bunch of daggers and some nunchucks.
Of course. I mean, these are, you know, they run in a similar circle to the super hardcore gamers. They're not quite as evolved.
Yes. And the alligator probably got too big. It was probably crowding up the room of daggers and nunchucks. Uh-huh. So he probably thought the best idea was to put it in the lagoon in Humble Park.
Can we just talk about something real quick?
Of course we can.
Why are they? Why is there a lack of size when it comes to ninja equipment in dudes' houses who have reptiles and or a bazillion video games? Why? Do you know what a sigh is, Audrey?
Oh, I thought you were saying, why is there, the size of the instrument so small? No, I don't know what a
sigh is. They're compensating.
Hey, it's cold in Chicago. So size, not like sigh. I guess it does sound like that now that you say that.
I was homonym? What does the size of any instrument have anything to do with an alligator?
Well, it's 4 to 5 foot long, you know, on a good day. But a sigh is Raphael from the Ninja Turtles weapon of choice. It's like a big fork.
That's what a sigh is like.
It's what you have to eat your pizza with.
It's a big ass fork. Anyway, so you say this crocodile's probably gang related now?
It's probably gang related. Yeah, especially on the west side, there is a lot of gang activity. Uh-huh. So for all we know, they're calling this alligator Chance the Snapper.
I'm into that.
He very well may be gang affiliated at this point.
Okay. Well, if you're in Chicago and you're going to Humble Park, make sure to watch out for Chance the Snapper. Some good news coming to us from Canada this morning. Two violent offenders who escaped from a penitentiary were captured the other night because of increased police patrols, or not because of increased police patrols or security efforts, but because they commented on a dog walker and the size, again, going back to size, not his giant ninja forks, or his general disdain of, but they caught him because he commented on a size of a dude's Great Dane.
Whoa.
It's nice to know that everyone loves dogs.
Buy me a drink first.
And felons.
And of course, these guys apparently like big dogs, but that's what caught him. The guy was a cop. He called other cops.
Way.
They arrested his ass. So the moral of the story is, keep your size comments to yourself, people.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Worn out.
Big forks and big dogs. Good morning.
You said dogs, right? Okay. It's Friday. We're going to drink today. Some Founders. KBS. It's like a 12%er, I think, today.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, how old do you think is too old to dye your hair a funky color? I'm 27 and I really want bright pink hair, It would just really make me happy. It's something I've wanted to do for a really long time. My job allows it, but I'm just kind of afraid that customers won't look at me as respectable if I have like bright pink hair like that.
Message deleted.
So I'm a little bit out of the hair dyeing game. It's been about 24 years since I last dyed my hair. Had the sweet ass blonde tips.
Yeah,
nice.
Back in the mid 90s.
Wow.
It was a mid to late 90s. It was a good look for
your puka shell necklace.
Oh yeah. Had the puka shell necklace. And, well, not so. It was a shell necklace. It wasn't. I didn't do the puka shell ones.
Mahoney thinks it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
That's right. R.I.P. Rich.
All right.
And the other guy too. R.I.P. Two of the three dudes of LFO are now. It's just O.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Oh,
sorry.
Dang.
Oh, dang.
Sorry.
Yeah, that is right. But Audrey, I think haven't you dyed your hair pink before? Isn't that a hard color to dye your hair?
So I'm 27. I just recently dyed my hair pink. Uh-huh. I will say this as a tidbit of information for you wanting to dye your hair pink. It fades fast.
Yeah.
If you ever shower,
you shower once,
it will
ever
go
shower.
Away. It was like it wasn't like a bright, like hot pink.
Yeah,
but it was pink enough to where it should have stayed a little bit longer than what it did.
It wasn't like Pink's hair from like the
2002.
Yeah,
no,
it wasn't like the magenta highlighter.
No.
No.
But it was pink enough. But yeah, no, it didn't stay. But I think,
was like a medium rare color.
Yeah. I think that if you are a respectable person, if you talk to your customers in the appropriate way and appropriate, like you're not like, hey, I'm like a creep with pink hair. Then I think you should be fine.
I think you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Don't let that be your centerpiece, though. You know,
yeah, I feel like that's your thing. Yeah.
I find so many people just like they want the attention for some reason, and that becomes their thing. Like, hey, I'm the guy who wears fat Tommy Bahama shirts every day, and that's
dang.
Damn it, exposed myself.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, David Mahoney, tell that short guy that's complaining about everything, going by himself a 10-foot stepladder so he can climb up the top of it and kiss my ass. Have a good one, guys.
Message
what?
Deleted.
I don't know.
It's Peach.
So if you're not familiar, this kind of blew up Wednesday, late Wednesday night, started to blow up throughout the day yesterday. We've got audio of this guy at a bagel shop. He's about 5 foot tall, and he just starts freaking out on the cashier. We were talking about yesterday. I think we were all trying to be very respectful
of
this guy because it's like, you're like, oh man, there's just a lot of pain there. But then you come to find out that this guy's just a straight up dick.
Yeah.
You know, like he got attacked, but I'm like, the guy who attacked him probably should not have taken it physical. You know, like, what are you doing there, douche?
Yes. Thank you. Atomic douche.
If you did not hear the audio from the bagel guy freak out at the shop yesterday, check this out.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up?
Dude.
Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? I'm not scared, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
Just shut up.
Go ahead and attack me, big.
Oh my God.
So many good clips from that particular.
Yes.
There's so many just good drops. So many just like little things. You're not God. You're not my father. And you're not my boss. You can't tell me what to do. I just came here for bagels. So many good things in there. Also, do you think the guy who did attack this guy, because he's saying he's going to sue now, just uses that in court? He said, go ahead and attack me. He gave me permission. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there was the go-ahead.
It's an instant loss.
And also, I don't know if you guys caught the meme. Did you catch the meme at the very beginning? Because if anybody is, you know, we've all got the meme lord friends.
Oh, yes.
But the nobody and then short guy at a bagel shop. literally. He's saying something like, where does this come from? This anger for women that he's yelling about come from at the very beginning. Listen to this.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
See, literally.
No one.
Nobody.
No one.
Nobody. But Ian was doing some digging. Tell us what you found about this dude.
So this particular douche is really douchey. He has a YouTube page, and he actually is known for public rants like this. Okay. He loves exploding in public. So much so that he has over 20 videos on his YouTube channel. None of them have very many views at this point. But actually, he got caught up with TMZ just a couple of days ago, and they were asking him some questions. Asked him if he's racist. He said no, but he has been known to use some words in certain situations.
Oh.
Words you should not be using.
Okay.
Ever.
You're not racist, but.
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 Which is the classic racist line. And then they asked him if he's homophobic, and he said no, but he doesn't want to be touched.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why.
So this
really
guy's just
this guy.
He's the butt guy. I'm not racist, but I'm not homophobic, but I don't hate women, but I don't have a short fuse, but.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So yeah, I don't feel bad about making fun of him anymore. You get what you deserve, man.
Exactly. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Curious to see where you fall on this particular subject. Smart home assistants. Are you for or against them, Audrey?
For.
Are you? Do you have Alexa or Siri or which one do you, which are the Amazon?
I have
Amazon?
Alexa.
You have Alexa.
Yeah, and I have Alexa, but she doesn't like do my whole home.
Yeah, you don't have the smart home yet. Yeah, you don't.
But I would.
Like, hey, Alexa, set the scene to TV time, or hey, Alexa, set the mood, because you can like set the whole mood where it changes the music, all that stuff. It's kind of cool, but seems like a lot of work. Ian, I know, are you a smart home user?
I love my Google Home.
You're a Google Home user.
I love it. But I use it for my alarm podcast.
Do you say, what's the Google?
Hey, Google.
That's all you say? Hey, Google?
Okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
Either one of those. I updated,
and
so now
say,
I can say, okay,
set it
Google.
To sexy time, and then like some Al Green comes on, and the lights turn up.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, up. All the way up.
That's right.
And the mirrors come down.
Yeah, you're seeing the disco ball.
Yep, dude. It's a good time. Yeah, I love my Google Home.
So for me, I'm an Apple guy. I've got the HomePods. Those aren't really super smart assistants. They're trying to help them out, and they're growing in some of their features. But mostly I bought it just because I like listening to music, which you can now listen to X107.5 on the HomePod.
Yes.
Only 4 years after Google and Amazon. But here's the reason why I asked that, because Google admits that partners leaked more than 1,000 private conversations with Google Assistant to some of their Belgian websites. These conversations were used by companies such as Google and Amazon, which take clips from the Echo to improve voice response from their smart assistant. And they're supposed to be kept confidential, but people were listening. And there is some very sensitive information that was leaked in these people's social security numbers, other sensitive conversations. So when you are thinking, like, is this thing recording and listening to me, which they're, you know, supposed to be paying attention to what you're saying, but removing that recording shortly thereafter, they're not. Does that freak you out?
Oh, severely. Actually, because the things I say at home, I say at home for
a
reason.
Do you ever say something like wishing death upon somebody, and you're like, okay, the things are listening?
All the time.
All the time. And my wife's like, hey, CIA. It's not the CIA who's listening, or the FBI. It's Google and Amazon. Apple, this is where I think Apple's going to win. I think unless they get embroiled in a scandal, but we've seen what's happened with Amazon, and we're seeing what's happening with Google and all these leaks. But if Apple commits to privacy, and I think this is why Apple wins, because Amazon, yes, you're a service company and you have some products. Google really doesn't have a whole lot of products.
No.
They sell you. They sell your information. Same with Facebook, Instagram, and all these other social media sites. But Apple's always been a hardware company for the most part. There are some software things in there with iTunes and the new Apple TV Plus that's coming up there. But I think if Apple focuses on privacy, it's gonna continue to be one of the largest companies in the world.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing about these stories of all these leaked conversations, honestly. But you never hear any about Apple, so I'm thinking about converting.
Are you?
After
it's just so expensive,
story.
Though. That's the other problem.
I know. I'm just so lazy.
Cut some prices, Apple.
Man,
Well, and here's some other good news. I mean, this is actual good news. AT&T will soon automatically block some of those annoying robocalls. AT&T said this week they will soon block spam calls or alert customers of suspected spammers. The blocking will first activate for new lines and then will be applying to all existing accounts, said the carrier earlier this week. You can, it'll have a feature where you can turn those on and off. And there's some apps out there right now, but my wife uses one and she's missed like a couple important calls because they thought they were spam calls. But interestingly enough, I'm an AT&T user myself. I've been getting my robocalls are way down over the last couple weeks since they started filtering them for the first place. And the only two that I've gotten over the last 2 days or the last 3 days since Monday are one says fraud risk and the other one says telemarketer.
It
says,
So it actually pops up with... Yes. Not like a 1-800 or like whatever.
No, or just a random number that's calling you from the city and you're like, is this, you know, is this real or is this fake? But I'm I'm not a huge fan of, you know, the people running the FCC right now, which I probably shouldn't say.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
Well, but it's true, but this is something that should have been done a long time ago. But thank you for, finally catching up after, however many robocalls did they have last year, Ian?
Oh, they had over 25 billion.
So it only takes 25 billion robocalls, and maybe, just maybe, we'll start blocking those for you.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh boy, do we have one for you today. And let's get started with a little petty revenge on your ex's girlfriend. A Pensacola woman is accused of ramming her ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend, who happens to be pregnant, with a car. April Upton, 31, was arrested earlier this month and charged with battery, aggravated battery, and damage to property and criminal mischief after ramming her former boyfriend's current girlfriend, who he got pregnant. Lost her damn mind. Have either of you ever dealt with an ex who is crazy jealous like this?
No, not like that. Not like, let me run you over.
I mean, to be fair, like,
you're looking at me, Ian, like, of course. But
of course he has. Of course he
you
has.
You guys have never been almost hit by a car by one of your exes? I almost got hit in a 7-Eleven parking lot because she saw me with another girl. But this was after we broke up.
Was it on free Slurpee day? Were you treating her?
I take care of my lady.
Taking care of you.
My boyfriend would just show up to my workplaces and just like stare.
Oh no, that's worse. I'd rather get hit by a car.
Take me out.
Oh my God. I know this sounds like a horrible story, but luckily the woman was okay.
Yes.
So thank goodness. They were very early on in her pregnancy. Like how his ex found out about this is bizarre as well. So his current girlfriend who was pregnant had a home pregnancy test. Recently revealed that she was pregnant, and she said she hadn't told many people about the news, but somehow this woman had heard about it, she had been sitting on the front porch when the headlights pulled in the driveway, an argument ensued, and next thing you know, this woman is trying to hit her with a car, ended up pinning her leg onto the porch, but oh my God.
I bet it was Google Home or whatever.
Listening in?
Yeah. Gave all of her information.
Damn it.
Pregnancy test positive from Charles.
When's the next? I mean, that's the next step, though. You've got like 23andMe.
Just peeing on your Google Homes?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
How were you feeling last night, Ian?
How was I feeling last night?
Yeah, how are the night before? You know, I'm just curious. Did you have a headache? Were you tired? You know, you work many, many hours. You're out on the streets, you're gathering audio, you're producing the show. You are one of the hardest working people that I know. And I know at the end of the day, you get tired.
I get very tired, Mahoney. You know what? Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, it's a daily headache sometimes.
So
for me.
Have you ever been in a situation where you have had to turn down your lady because you were too tired?
Maybe like, every day. Every single day. Every day. I'm like a lion tamer. I got a chair
and a whip.
Yeah, get out of here. Hey. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
I mean, whatever you're into role play,
Stop.
Does she wear a top hat?
I am the ringleader.
Okay. Well, you may want to reconsider some of your passes on those because because a woman, her name is Jennifer Lee Chapman, 37, and her live-in boyfriend had a confrontation around 5:45 a.m. on a Friday morning at the couple's apartment. The 36-year-old victim got into a verbal argument with the defendant, who was wanting to have sex with him, and he did not because he was too tired.
A little sleepy, baby.
I mean, it happens, you know, you get older. Your libido slows down, and like sometimes...
For men, women's peaks.
Yes, it's not fair. Like, where were you when we were 18?
Yeah. Like, and also, not at 5:45 a.m.
Yes!
Please!
What kind of maniac? Who? I mean, unless you're just like...
Up all night.
You've been out for like all night. But if you've been out all night and it's 5:45 in the morning... It ain't going to be good.
No.
I have no energy, and I have drank too much.
No way.
This is going to be bad for everybody.
No. I turn into Beyonce whenever I'm drunk.
Oh, my God. You got a fan blowing your hair. Blowing in the wind.
Drunk in love,
the
man.
The Beyonce spotlights on you. Yep. Oh, boy. It must be nice. So what did she do when her man turned her down? She grabbed a knife and cut her arm and then cut him.
What?
She cut him. Chapman was booked in the county jail after being charged with battery and another felony. She's facing probation violation charges in connection with her guilty plea last year for possessing marijuana, crystal meth, and Xanax. She was sentenced back in October for 2 years probation. So if you're on probation, you're horny.
I like this setup.
Just, you know, hey man, go get one of those shiatsu massagers.
Boom.
And you know what? It's gonna be better
there
for you.
There you go.
I promise you, that is gonna perform so
she
much better.
She sliced herself first.
Yes.
Like, this is what you made me do.
Yes, and then
that's so psycho.
And then stabbed him. That's how you know, like, this is either gonna be awesome or this is gonna end really badly.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
File this one under the weirdest story of the day, or maybe the weirdest arrest of the month. Two people were arrested after a traffic stop of a stolen car revealed that these two people inside of it down in Kentucky.
Yeehaw! My alumni.
Your alma mater.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. There we go.
You went to college.
I did.
Sure.
She did. These two people who were pulled over had a rattlesnake, a firearm, and some radioactive uranium.
What?
In their car, along with a open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe.
Ooh.
Which I'm not familiar with that bourbon or that
it's
whiskey.
Like, I would dare to say it's like, you know what Kentucky Tavern is, or Kentucky Gentleman?
Okay,
it's got to be like the lowest.
This
of
is
the
like
low.
The pop-off vodka version of when you're thinking
like
about
Heaven Hill.
Yeah, not great stuff. So Stephen Jennings and Rachel Riviera were charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, transporting an open container of liquor, operating a vehicle with a suspended license, and failure to carry a security verification form. The traffic stop was made at 11 a.m. because their tags were expired. Jennings was in the driver's seat, Riviera was in the passenger seat and the back seat, and they had a pet named Timber. Their rattlesnake was in a terrarium. At the about the same time, Jennings told the officer that he had a gun in the console, and police learned that the vehicle they were driving was stolen. Police also found the whiskey and then found this uranium. It's a radioactive powdered uranium. The uranium hasn't resulted in any charges just yet. But what are you doing with a rattlesnake, a stolen vehicle, an open bottle of badass bourbon, and a firearm? Is this like are we working on a new Back to the Future movie? Like,
it's gotta be
like the hillbilly version of Back to the Future? Are we back to the Boondocks?
I wonder if the cops were like, whenever they came up to the car door and they heard the for like, y'all got pills? No. No, it's just Timber in the back.
We're just drinking and hanging out with our pet snake.
Named Timber.
They probably got a deal on that uranium. They probably bought the rattlesnake off of Craigslist, and the guy's like, I got some powdered uranium. You want some of this?
It's instead of, you know, the famous line from Back to the Future is, right, where we're going, we need no roads. But in this case, where we're going, we need no teeth.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Okay. One of you can admit it. Who here has an incredibly short fuse when it comes to driving in traffic? Who here road rages? Ian, Audrey, which one of you?
I'm pointing my finger at you.
Oh, I road rage so hard. I almost got into a fight with somebody yesterday.
What happened?
Merge. You just don't... They almost sideswiped me.
But what was happening? Was the lane ending?
Yeah,
the
lane was ending, and I was speeding up, and then they started speeding up.
Was it a natural ending to the road, or was it cones?
It was a natural ending.
And you weren't letting them come over?
Hell no, man. I already let the other person in front go.
You're the dick in that situation.
No, I'm not. No, I am not. And they flipped, me the bird, and then I blew them a kiss, and then they flipped me the bird with the other hand. And then after that, I was like,
if the lane is coming to an end, you let people merge.
Yes, but you don't let two people merge. You let one person
merge. It's a
zipper
merge.
Yes, exactly. There's a pattern to this.
People got to pay attention.
I know, man. And I had my girlfriend in the car. It was a very upsetting.
I bet she got mad, too.
She got mad at me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's how it always works out.
They get mad at me.
I would feel like she would just be, like, yelling at them with you.
No, she was very embarrassed of my outburst. Yeah.
I have moments where I see white. They don't happen nearly as often as they used to, but it used to be pretty bad back in the day. But now my wife, her road rage is 1,000 times worse than mine.
Really?
And I have to yell at her for getting angry. I'm like, hey, there's crazy people out there. You don't want to get shot.
Exactly. Tone it down.
For you, Audrey, is it you or your husband? Who?
Andrew has the worst road rage ever, and I am the person who you guys get mad at. Like, I'm the slow driver. I'm the one who's probably going to wreck into you. Yeah, I'm not good. I'm not a good driver.
Well, there was a man down in Florida who was driving northbound around 5:20 p.m. one evening when he tried to change lanes. He was telling officers his girlfriend was in the passenger seat at the time, and they're just going for a drive. The suspect said that a white van came up behind his Honda Accord, which stopped him from changing lanes. And everybody liked a very similar situation to what you were going through, Ian.
Why is it always a Honda?
I don't know. Maybe it's because there's a billion Accords on the road. So after this gentleman moved over, he believed the driver hit the back of his car. This is, you know, things are getting serious. Maybe you were trying to ride somebody's ass. Maybe you were trying to, you know, like just tailgate the hell out of him. And things got out of control and he ends up hitting the back of him. The Honda driver said the van then drove around and almost hit him again.
What?
The van hit the left side of the driver's door, according to Luis. In an attempt to make the driver slow down, Luis said he re-entered his car and drove after the van. But after Luis claimed the driver would not stop, Luis pulled out a 9mm handgun, which he then fitted with a magazine from his glove compartment.
God.
They drove down the turnpike, and Luis shot at the van.
Oh, my. All right. That's a little too far.
The suspect told the Florida Highway Patrol after he discharged his firearm in an attempt to stop the van, the suspect's girlfriend told officers she asked him repeatedly to put the gun away because Luis has a bad temper. The bullets struck the van, but they didn't hit any individuals. Luckily, police officers arrested the man, Luis, for firing his gun 2 miles from the scene of the shooting.
Yo, I'm mad at her for, like, be like, oh, he's a gun temper. Okay. Like, shut up. He got a gun out. Like, that's more than a temper.
Well, you know, I mean, I appreciate it. At least he was, like, trying to signal to the other guy, unlike some of these BMW drivers. Right. Hey, man, like, that is the floor. A couple shots in the back of a van. That is a Florida turn signal.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We're coming over.
Whether you like it or not.
Oh, yeah. Again, so glad we live in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Our drivers aren't that bad. For all of you who have never lived somewhere else and driven with the awful, awful drivers other cities, Vegas, not too bad.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, why is it that every grandparent had a grandparent nickname? You know, why do they always have nicknames? My grandpa, well, he was Lolo. No idea why he's Lolo. His name is Dennis. I don't know when this started, but if I'm ever having, like, grandchildren, you call me by my name with respect.
Message deleted.
Wow.
Okay.
Audrey, do you have nicknames for your grandparents?
Not mine, but my husband calls his grandmother Moo Moo.
Okay.
We are from the South.
Oh. Is that a common Southern grandmother nickname?
No, it's just something that I guess they were just like, maybe she's bigger. I really don't know. But they're just like, Moo, who's Moo Moo?
Oh, that is cold-blooded.
It's not my grandmother. I didn't do it.
I'm saying his family, that's cold-blooded.
Yeah, I don't know.
Moo Moo. It's a bad dress.
I would hate that. Yes. As a woman, I would be like, no, you are not calling me that for a single second.
If you had to pick a grandmother nickname when you become a grandmother someday, what would it be? Not Moo Moo?
No, I was just going to think. I can't think anything of anything clever Moo Moo. Or cute.
No, nothing good?
Nothing. Nothing good.
Not
came.
Just
sorry.
Grammy?
Grammy. Grams? Oh, I do have a Grammy. That'd
see, that's
be cute.
That's cute.
Or like a Mimi.
See?
I would love being a Mimi.
What about you, Ian?
Well, I my grandfather was Papa growing up.
Papa?
Papa. And then my grandmother, this is so weird, we called her by her first name, Marlene.
Marlene?
Yeah, we just called her Marlene.
That is a name that you don't see anybody under the age of 70 with, I would say, in this day and age. I like it too, but that's... I
like the old school names though, like hardcore, like old school names. I need to bring them back.
For me, my grandmother on my mom's side, which is grandma, same with my dad's side. My grandfather on my mom's side... Like Marlene, we just called him Tom.
Tom.
He never wanted to be like referred to as a grandpa. You know, he's like, I'm not old enough to be a grandpa.
I'm doing this.
But on the other end of things, my dad's side, he's actually my grandfather on his side is much younger, and like he became a grandfather, I think at, man, I want to say, just under 50.
No way.
So he was like what, late 40s?
Yeah.
You know, because my mom was 22 when she had me, and he was pretty young when he had my dad.
Uh-huh.
So he was pretty young, but we, and I still, I think he's close to 85 now, but his nickname is Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
Oh, very
Pawpaw.
Proper.
Oh, yeah.
Pawpaw.
Not Pawpaw. Pawpaw. Because, again, Missouri.
P-A-W.
No, no. See, we go, well, it should be P-A-W, but I always went P-A-P-A. Pawpaw.
Dash. Pawpaw.
So distinguished.
Yeah, that's what we call it. I want a nickname. I don't know if I'll ever have... Like, starting this late in life,
yeah, man,
I don't think...
It's not late.
I am going to be 38 in 2 weeks.
Oh. Nope.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, almost 30. I don't have kids.
Yeah, but 30 is way different. That's a big difference. And you're also healthy. I'm not saying I don't think my kids will ever have kids. I just think that I'm not going to be around. I think I'm going to probably call it a day. Hopefully, at least into my 60s.
They'll just know you by pictures. That's terrifying.
They'll be like, man, Pawpaw's Instagram was on fleek, man.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The thing that scares me about that, which I don't know if you've ever seen it, the bearskin rug photo. Have you ever seen that?
I have. I have.
So I have a bad feeling that like my descendants are going to, that is going to be the one photo of me that is floating around for generations to come. Like, you know, like other people, like your grandfather was a war hero or something like impressive. And now your grandfather was a douchebag on the radio who once posed mostly nude in a banana hammock with leopard stripes.
Loves Tommy Bahamas.
That's right.
That's he was a jumpsuit.
He was a real garbage person.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
It's a sad day in America, my friends, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news on a Friday as you're driving into work, but it's over. It's over for Dina Lohan and her weird online boyfriend.
No.
I don't know if you...
No.
I know.
What?
I know.
What?
I know. But it's it has come to an end because he is friends with her ex, Michael Lohan. Which I agree. Anybody who is friends with Michael Lohan, you probably shouldn't be dating. But you were willing to put up with never meeting the guy for years. But the moment you find out he's friends with Michael Lohan, that is a step too far.
Probably is him. Probably catfish.
I could have swore this guy was a catfish.
Yeah.
Like how, like, and I felt bad. Dave ended up watching, what is it, that season of Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah. And I saw a bunch of clips of Dina Lohan. And I've never been very sympathetic towards Dina Lohan because Hollywood parents who push their kids into the spotlight, I feel, are just creepy.
Yep.
They are users. A lot of them are leeches. But I that show and this situation made me just go, bless her heart, because how stupid she was to believe that this was a real thing, or this right. guy really truly cared about her. But the long national nightmare is, or maybe the long national nightmare is about to begin. Yeah. Dita Lohan back on the market, my friends. Last night, so Lil Wayne has been performing with Blink 182. How long has this?
It just started last month, actually. Okay. So brand new tour. Mm-hmm. Everybody, remember when the news first came out about it? Everyone was a little confused. Uh-huh. So why Lil Wayne would go on tour with Blink 182, but it's gotten a lot of, you know, positive responses from people.
It reminded me of, if you go back to the early 2000s, the late 90s, when you saw a lot of the rap rock like collaborations that were going on where that were pretty successful.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has that trunk. Was it trunk fit? Ew, I sounded so white. Is it trunk fit? But it's got a brand, and it's a skate brand.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so is that the...
I feel like there's some crossover between the lifestyles of Blink fans and Lil Wayne fans. So I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. Blink's always great live, and Lil Wayne could add to that tour. But Lil Wayne last night on tour was not happy with the size of the crowd, and somebody captured possibly his last moments on the Blink 182 tour on video.
I just want the people to know, if you wonder, please forgive me, but I am so not used to performing to a crowd and there's not too many. That's not my swag. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to do this tour, but make some noise for Blink 182 for including me anyway. This might be my last night, though. Let's go.
So, as you pointed out when we were listening to that, a little bit of a backhanded compliment to Blink 182. And I don't, like, who are you used to performing? I mean, it's not like Lil Wayne's career is blowing up. He's not the big, you know, I mean, he is kind of even considered old school at this point because he's been around for so long. It's not like he's this new up and coming artist who's selling out arenas or, you know, stadiums worldwide. He's a concert hall promoter.
I just think it's disrespectful.
Customer performer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blink 182, solid performing. Always has great fans.
Yes.
But I think after that statement, it most likely will probably be one of his last performances.
Well, hopefully, if he's going to have that kind of attitude. The story behind this is they were performing in Virginia, and it had been raining all day.
Okay.
So people...
It's an outdoor show.
Yeah, it's an outdoor show. People just didn't go.
I'm not going to go to a concert. I don't care if they resurrect, John Lennon and Elvis and Meatloaf. Is Meatloaf alive?
Yeah, Meatloaf is still alive.
Okay, if they resurrect Meatloaf, I don't care if that concert is going there. If that concert is happening, if it's raining outside, I'm just not going. I'm sorry. So
wet Meatloaf? Hell no, dude. Come on, man.
Yeah, leftovers. Reheated Meatloaf.
Oh, God. That should be what they should call his greatest hits.
The reunion tour.
The reheated tour.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian, you have gone back to your roots. You have returned to the bar laundromat that you have made so famous. And we have a new episode of Dirty Laundry this morning.
Yes.
Ian goes out to a bar laundromat here in town, and he lets people decide whether or not they are going to share some of their dirty secrets with you. I don't know. Audrey, what do you think it is about Ian that people just open up about?
Ian, you're a welcoming individual.
Okay, thank
you. And you ask the right questions, truly. I think that it's the setup of it. Like, you can't just, go up and be like, hey, how you doing?
You're friendly. Like, so I feel like I would get stabbed immediately if I went in there, hey, man, tell me a secret. You know?
I know.
Tell me something.
I don't think you don't give him the opportunity to tell you no. You just kind of keep pushing with the questions, which is important as an interviewer.
It's a beautiful talent. I am always impressed with your ability to get information out of complete strangers who are probably on the verge of stabbing you.
Yes.
Ian, you're great.
Yes. Well, that is exactly what happened on this new installment of Dirty Laundry. I actually knew this guy previously from the bar laundromat. He is a regular patron there. He has very few teeth. I would say in his early 60s, very, very skinny, very leathery, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
He was rocking the cutoff with the American Eagle on it.
Okay, so America, a little bit of America action going on over there.
He was hanging outside. He had just gotten a beer, and he was with his lady, and he was divulging to me some issues that he's had. I know from the past that he has a penchant for methamphetamine. So I just wanted, I always check up on people. I want to make sure
that, you care.
Know,
that's the
I,
thing.
I
that
do. I actually really do. Because this guy is so nice and I just don't want him on meth, but he is so dead set on this lifestyle here. But he did have one redeeming story, because there's so much stuff going around right now. There's some viral videos. This guy's doing it right.
Well, this is the latest installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
So I'm here at the bar laundromat yet again, and I've met a very fine gentleman. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Actually, I'm doing great now.
Why do you say that?
Because you made my whole day right here.
So I told you, the segment's called Dirty Laundry. I'm looking for something you've never told anybody before. Now be honest with me. Are you still using?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
So how's the love life been? Dude, I saw you with a woman over there, man. Who was that?
She's just a brand of mine. She ain't a girlfriend. She's just a friend.
Friend with benefits, huh?
Yeah. If I work my cards right, I could probably weasel a threesome here.
Really?
Yeah, by the night. Maybe even a foursome.
But now, wait, why? Why? You got like a party planned tonight?
I got some couple others.
You guys can all just go smoke meth and just go have sex with each other?
Exactly.
I believe that's called a party and play.
It is.
I know Craigslist, man. What was the last crime you did, though? Besides your everyday drug use.
I went in and ate something in the store. I got hungry. Just opened some lunch meat and a donut and stuff.
You just walked in and ate it?
Yeah.
You know what? And that's good, though, because you know what? The trend going around now is people just going into places, licking stuff, and then putting it back.
Oh, God, no.
See, you're a gentleman, man. You just go in there and eat it.
I just eat it, and then that way you don't get caught still in it going out. Because it's in you're in the store still.
I love this guy so much.
Yes!
He is, like I said, yes, maybe a little methy, but he has a moral compass. He would never lick a piece of bologna and put it back. No, he's going to eat that whole package of lunch meats.
He said, ew, no.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, so what we're going to do right now is probably going to make everybody incredibly hungry, because we're going to start talking about food. And anytime we start talking about food, I don't know what it is. Like, is it psychosomatic, your stomach? I just instantly get hungry. As soon as I start talking about food, my stomach starts churning. I can hear it. And we've got a couple interesting stories this morning about food. And I'm curious to get your take on this, Audrey. So Villa Italian Kitchen, it's a quick service pizza restaurant chain in New Jersey. They will start offering pizza crust only starting on July 18th. The restaurant said in a news release that it is proud to offer a tasty solution for crust enthusiasts with the launch of Just the Crust at its part of its Neapolitan pizzas. The company said that it received a record number of consumer inquiries about the crust orders, which will start at just $2.75 per order.
Marketing genius, but it's just breadsticks.
Boom. Good point.
Marketing, like, I mean, it's all about the phrasing, right? So it's like anything to get like customers in, like, hey, yeah, look, oh my God, it's crust. But it's literally just breadsticks.
Do you eat the crust? Are you a crust eater when it comes to your pizza?
Yeah, and I dip that bee in ranch. Like
in
all
ranch.
The ranch. Oh yeah. I'm a pizza and ranch girl.
What?
Pizza, ranch, hot sauce. Let's go. Yeah.
So do you mix the hot sauce and the ranch together?
Yeah. Like a little dab.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I've never had ranch on pizza.
I'm about to change your life.
I don't know if I'm that brave.
What do you mean? Do you like ranch?
I do like ranch, but I like pizza, but I feel like those two could be, I don't know if those two combine. Just because you've got two good things doesn't mean necessarily make it better.
It's the only way I eat pizza.
Ian, do you eat your crust?
Yes, I do, but keep your ranch and hot sauce as far away from my pizza
as possible.
Coming
from somebody from Wisconsin, guzzled a gallon of ranch, sir.
Okay,
do you forget?
Yeah, did I enjoy it? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, he did it. He did it for the gram.
I did it for the gram.
Actually, did you even post that to Instagram?
No. No, Barstool did, though. It's all good.
Barstool did.
So we're all good.
A beer bong of ranch.
But no, ranch, that's terrible, but I love eating my crust. I actually had a large pizza last night all to myself.
To yourself?
Yeah, I inhaled that thing.
That's impressive.
What did
your girls think? Why didn't you share it with her?
Well, it's because they messed up our order. So they gave us two pizzas instead of just the one that we ordered. So we each had our own pie, bro.
So wait, did they have to bring a second pie later?
No, 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 no. It took a little bit longer, but they apologized and said, hey, we messed it up. So that's why it took long. Here are two pizzas.
Wow.
So Ian got his own pie last night. I'm just sitting there watching Spin the Wheel, and I ate the whole thing, and I feel like junk right now.
What is your go-to condiment for pizza? Is it the garlic dipping sauce?
Yes, always garlic dipping. Yeah. If I have to, marinara.
Marinara?
If I have to, marinara.
Extra marinara. There's already so much marinara.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But garlic. Garlic is the ultimate dipping sauce for pizza.
I'm with you on that. The garlic butter game changer on all of it. And I will disagree with you slightly, Audrey.
You need more marinara?
No. Oh, no, no. Light sauce is the only way to go. Because otherwise, like, I never knew what heartburn was until about 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever, have you ever experienced heartburn? Do you know what heartburn?
Yeah, I'm a human being who enjoys lots of beer and lots of carbs. And
I never, like, until I was like 32, I never experienced heartburn. And then I didn't even, it took me like 2 years to figure out what that was.
You didn't even bother.
I didn't know. I'm like, is this, like, what is going on? Like, and it was every time I ate because I could eat spicy foods like no other, but for whatever reason, anytime I ate like Grimaldi's or like Papa John's, if I ate their red sauce, yep. it just destroyed me. And I'm like, what is this weird feeling? I've never felt this before. Is this love? No, it's just
a big one.
It's heartburn.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
It's Friday. We're hungry. So what are we talking about in the studio? Food, of course. Audrey and I were just talking about some of the things that we love to eat on our food. She is obsessed with ranch. I, on the other hand, was talking about my go-to in high school fast food meal, which is the two tacos from Jack in the Box. And when I'm really feeling fancy, when I had the extra money, I would treat myself to the tacos with sour cream.
Dang.
So you had the super hot, fresh out the fryer with a slice of American cheese taco from Jack in the Box, and you pair that with the damn near frozen, super cold, very thick sour cream, the Daisy brand sour cream, and it was a combination made in heaven. When you were in college and when you were in school, what was your like cheap go-to comfort, like, I have to, you know, I'm going to treat myself because I'm hungry food?
There's two things, and I'm honestly drooling just thinking about them. The spicy chicken sandwich
from
Wendy's or from...
Which you and I, this is the only reason I was like, we have to have Audrey fill in when Dave's gone, is because you and I are birds of a feather when it comes to Wendy's. There's the new Wendy's, Bossy Rossi.
I went there yesterday.
You should have came
so
with us.
Good. So good.
We had lunch at the new Wendy's at Windmill and Rainbow, and it's very nice. But the spicy chicken nuggets coming back. Do you remember the date?
August 13th.
So still so far away. It feels like it'll never get here.
It's
an eternity.
Close. But yeah, no, the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, and I would say no mayonnaise so that I can dip it in ranch. Like, I would
really?
Just like I would need all the ranch packets so I could dip it in there.
Okay. Ian, what about you?
Wow.
See, my go-to has always been, and probably will always be, the slice and a soda deal at some generic mom and pop pizza place. I love that. But when it comes to fast food, I really like the chicken sandwich from Burger King.
Oh, me too. The original chicken sandwich,
though. A lot. And you just smother that thing.
Does it still come in the weird, like, long bun?
I love it. It's still there. It's never going anywhere.
It's iconic.
I love that. So I would always splurge on that.
Well, there has been a study. National French Fry Day is tomorrow.
Oh, Papa Fritas.
Papa's Fritas?
Papa's Fritas.
What?
That's Spanish.
That means Spanish.
That's Spanish for
French fries?
Yeah. Oh. Papa's Fritas.
Sorry.
Papa's Fritas.
Papa's Fritas. I'm from Missouri. So National French Fry Day is tomorrow, and a new survey found that McDonald's fries are still America's favorite. If you had to take a guess, who do you think is number two?
On the French fry chain?
Yep.
I don't know. Who's got crinkle fries? Anybody got Arby's? Have got the...
No, they've got curly fries. Crinkle fries, you have...
Cane's.
White Castle.
Cane's has it, and White Castle are the two that come to mind.
Yeah, but Cane's,
most.
If they flavored their french fries, I would never not go to Cane's.
Give me whatever the spice they use on Five Guys fries.
Yeah.
Right? Put those onto Cane's. Shake Shack, also another crinkle fry. So let's run down the top seven fry places here in America. Number one, coming in with 43% of the vote, is McDonald's. Number two, interesting, Chick-fil-A with the waffle fries coming in at 18%. So that's a pretty big
swing, a big gap right there,
in my opinion.
I feel like it's just because you get a lot of fry. There's a waffle fries are kind of large.
You have to have, you cannot eat those fries raw. You have to go with ketchup on those, or you got to go Chick-fil-A sauce.
Or ranch.
I feel like McDonald's fries are perfectly fine. They don't need ketchup. They don't need mustard. You can use those, but they do not need them. Whereas Chick-fil-A's, because they're so potato-y. Coming in at number three, Wendy's fries, which they changed a couple years back.
Yep.
Number four, In-N-Out, which I feel like that's going to be a highly contested one.
No way.
9%.
No way.
I like them. I do. But I don't know if they were the number four fry in America.
You have to enjoy them within the first 2 minutes of you receiving your food. Otherwise, they're just terrible.
Yeah, and In-N-Out's not even all over the country.
Well, that's why you're only seeing 9%. Coming in at number five is Arby's at 8%. Shocking, Shake Shack comes in at number six at 5%. And the number seven, only 4% of people said something besides those six places, which blows my mind because... We were just talking about it. Where is Five Guys?
Thank you. Like, best fries.
I mean, I don't know. Like, their Cajun seasoning, I do extra seasoning on there. It is a game changer. Like, I don't even need to order a burger when I go to Five Guys. I, like, just order. Like, the first time I ever went to Five Guys, when they got here to Las Vegas, I'd never eaten there. I'd never really heard of it. I heard it's awesome. I heard their fries are great. But I ordered a large fry, and that was 3 years ago, and I am still eating those today.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Literally, like, you need two people to carry that bag.
The brown paper bags. That's why you got heartburn married. As well.
Ghost don't give me heartburn. Only marinara sauce.
Only tomato-y based.
I am such a clown.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, good job holding down the fort for the last couple of days. Get Audrey with you, which she's feisty. I like her. And Ian, you're always awesome. Just wanted to, give you a good job and tell you how much I appreciated you holding down the fort. All right, have a great weekend. Bye.
Message deleted.
You might have noticed that Dave isn't here. He's celebrating his 40th birthday over in Prague. Yeah.
Bougie.
I mean, you see him flying business class?
I did.
Laying down on a plane, that rich son of a bitch. But we miss Dave. And when, you know, like I said, as much as Ian and I love to do the show with just each other, you know, we knew that we needed some help. So we brought our friend Audrey in, who's appeared on several of our Beer for Breakfast podcasts over the last couple months, if you ever had a chance to dig into some of those. And we really appreciate you hanging out with Ian and myself.
Wow, that made me smiley. Thanks, guys.
And I'm glad that there's at least one person who thinks that we're doing an okay job because I suck at this.
Me too.
I know. I was like, makes me miss Dave. I'm like, maybe he does do stuff around here. Maybe I should treat him a little bit better.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Beep. Bobby Rossi started to play damn Fantagram. I don't know. You guys need to get rid of him or have a big old talk with him. Sit down like I do with my little girl and tell him, no, you cannot play that. No. Otherwise, you're grounded and you won't get to play anything again. Please. Fantagram sucks.
Message deleted.
We would agree. Fantagram is an awful band. I can't believe that Bossy Rossi has succumbed to the music industry giants who have put the pressure on him to play that awful band.
I know. They sing their siren songs to Ross, and he just gives in that simple.
You know,
like, come on.
Like, I get it, man. You know, like, you know, you got a crush on the record rep. She's a beautiful woman. She's very talented. She's very convincing and knows good music, but it's like sleeping with the enemy, man.
Yes. Probably trying to push the 4-year anniversary party.
3-year.
No, but I'm saying for next year. They're trying to push for next year.
He wants Fantagram. No. It's him or us. It's him or us, man.
Seriously.
No. Fantagram and a 4-year anniversary. No. Why would you even put that into the universe?
Sorry. Abort that.
Oh, God.
Please leave a message.
Wrong one.
Beep,
let's not do that.
I did like that guy actually.
He did the beep.
Hold on. Let's, I did like that he self-beeped.
He self-beeped.
Mahoney.
Damn it.
Beep.
That should be our new beep, Ian. Anytime we need to censor something, just go.
Beep.
Done.
All right, here we go. This is the right one.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you don't like someone, do you make it really known to them every time you're around them? Like, do you shoot them dirty looks or ignore them? How do you act around someone? Do you just act like you like them and then hate them privately? What do you think is more appropriate?
Message deleted.
I think we're adults here, right?
I'll speak for yourself over there.
Yeah. I'm saying that you can be cordial if it's in a workspace, but like, no, if I don't like you, you're going to know I don't like you. I'm not going to be like, oh, hey, because that's called fake.
Oh, I'm the fakest son of a bitch out there.
So you're just passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm rooting for everything to fail for you. Like, oh, just delight. I'm probably going to hell if hell exists. My wife tells me that because, like, when I dislike somebody, I say some really, really mean stuff.
Yeah, horrible things.
In public, or not public, in private.
Yes.
You know, which I feel is fine. But, like, it takes a lot to get me to that level of, like, just hate.
Ian, because, are you starting to sweat like I'm sweating?
No, not one.
Is he talking about us?
No, I know he talks about me. It's fine.
I love you guys. What are you talking about?
Sure, that's what
everybody
that's
knows.
What you would say.
Is this the way that you tell us?
Yes.
Is this a passive aggressive way?
So.
You're the post-it note roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I'm gonna drink my hate away. We've got beer for breakfast coming up here shortly. KBS, the Kentucky Breakfast Stout from our friends over there at Founder. 12.6 ABV. We are drinking that momentarily. In the meantime, Bastille, here's Pompeii. It's X107.5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right. It's July 12th, 2019.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
9:30 in the morning.
All I want to eat is them barbecue chips.
And we are going to drink the bejesus out of this beer.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm so ready.
Appreciate the replacements for playing us in this morning, but we have beer to drink. I know. It's been a good week. I mean, not just because Dave has been gone the last 2 days, right. And it has been awesome with all of us. I mean, I know the ratings are probably going to be through the roof. I mean, probably. And you're welcome, Dave, for that. But it has been a good week. You know, we do miss Dave. He'll be back. Not next week, but the week after. He's enjoying it. He's sowing his roots over in Europe with his family and their, touring old buildings and I don't know.
He
went for
morning.
A jog.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Did you follow? If you follow Dave on Instagram at Dave Farah, did you see his Instagram story yesterday? Like out for a morning jog in Prague. Like you douchebag.
slight pant in the background. Like look at the scenery.
who goes jogging on vacation? Right. You are a psycho. You are a psychotic person if you go on vacation and you work out. I said it. I stand by it. Don't at me.
I agree.
All right. Well,
what are we drinking?
We are drinking this morning. And like I said, we have a lot to drink for, a lot to be thankful for. If you hadn't heard, we did sign our new deals, too.
Yes.
Dave signed his on Monday.
So excited.
I signed mine on Friday last year. That's when we got started negotiating last year. But everybody was awesome this week. We had some celebrations, and I feel like this is a good week to celebrate and drink, even though Dave technically is not here. He has signed his deal. I've signed my deal, and that means we're going to be on X107.5 for at least one more year. So,
good.
Like, let's all cheers.
Cheers to that.
Cheers and take a drink this Friday morning. The beer that we're drinking right now is the Founders KBS. That stands for Kentucky Breakfast Stout. The proper glassware, serve it out of a pint glass. The Founders KBS has 12.3 alcohol by volume today, being served from a brown 12-ounce bottle. It was priced. Where's the drum roll?
Oh, jeez. What
was the price tag this morning?
What was the price tag?
A little high.
You gotta tell me.
$21.99 for a four-pack.
What?
Yeah, this is pricey, but we'll figure out whether or not in this review if it is worth it or not. The five categories, and when we rate every single beer for breakfast, look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability, the very first category that we are starting off with is look. So let's all take a look at the Founders Kentucky Breakfast Stout. We'll start with you, Ian.
It is a very pretty stout, if I may. And I say that because the lacing, there's something about the stouts with the lacing, that kind of light brown, almost kind of tan look to it.
Oh, yeah, that tan leather, like the like Tan Mom. Yeah, I just want to drink that. That was the flavor,
Other than that, it looks like a traditional stout to me. Very dark.
The KBS pour is like a deep black. There's hints of mahogany around the edges of the glass when you hold it up to a light source. With a normal pour, it didn't produce a whole lot of head, but it is a thin film there. It got about a half inch at the initial pour and then quickly receded down, but there's just like that nice light brown film like Ian pointed out there. Not much carbonation with the stout, but that's not unusual. You don't usually have a lot of really carbonated stouts out there. Those just don't go well together. There's an ample amount of creamy lacing that's going down there. That stuff looks very sticky. The next category in beer for breakfast as we drink the Founders KBS is the smell. It's all... Ooh, I hope there was nothing in there.
Yeah, please.
Something.
Oh, wow.
Audrey, you're a Kentucky girl.
Yes, Kentucky girl. Kentucky bourbon barrel girl, which I saw that this was distilled in the
What was that?
Bourbon barrel ales.
Yes. How long did you spend down in Kentucky?
10 years.
10 years. So you are very familiar with the bourbon that they have down there. Tell me what the nose of this particular beer is smelling like to you this morning.
Bourbon. I was trying so hard to get a sniff, it wouldn't actually like get in there that well.
You gotta just get your nose. You gotta like get your nose in there. You gotta get in there. Like a bird feeding its baby. Just nose. just in there. Just.
I tried. I'm soft and squishy.
Don't even understand it.
I mean, like this. Like you said, this is a
very chocolatey.
Yeah. Anything else?
Caramel?
Yeah, a little bit of caramel in there. Ian, are you...
Bourbon?
Dude, I'm getting a lot of booze.
Do you guys like the smell of this particular beer?
Yes. I used to have a candle that smelled just like this, actually.
Really? Of course you would. Okay. Not mad at this. And we've let this beer sit out for quite some time. Yeah. We've had it out for a little over an hour. We let it warm up to... It's probably around 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. So this beer is wide open. And as it starts to open up and as it gets to that, like, closer to that 55 degree Fahrenheit temperature, the booze, it's not like a bad boozy, but that bourbon is very apparent. So it's no shocker there because it is aged in bourbon barrels that you're getting a lot of rich bourbon chocolate, as Audrey pointed out, and a little bit of hint of vanilla in there as well. So let's move on to our favorite part of beer for breakfast. That is the taste, my friends. Cheers.
Cheers. Congratulations.
To some employment and Dave not being here and us being able to drink good beer and let the segment go on as long as we want. No rush today. You're not here to regulate the time, Pharaoh.
I put my feet up.
That's right. Let's all drink the Founders KBS.
It's wild in here.
We're drunk. That's why.
Ian, are you doing this as mouthwash?
You've already finished one glass. This morning.
No, I haven't.
It was a small glass. It was a taster glass.
It was a taster.
Ian, so I chose this beer because of you, because I know that you like stouts.
I love stouts.
And I chose. Okay, I wasn't sure how Ian was going to feel about this particular beer. Ian, let's start with you on the flavor.
Now, very complex,
yes,
I think, is definitely the biggest hallmark of this beer. I really enjoy this. And you're right, I don't tend to order many stouts, but I do like to let them sit and really get the full profile. I love how chocolatey this beer is.
Very chocolatey.
That's probably the biggest standout for me in the taste.
It is. I mean, almost like chocolate milk in certain ways. Yeah, like a super, like a, almost not even a chocolate milk, like a cocoa.
Yeah.
Like very, very, very rich. I mean, that is a rich chocolate in there. Audrey, tell me what you're tasting over there with the Founders KBS.
So dessert for sure.
Yes.
And actually, I will share this tidbit of information. Back home, we actually used to do like... bourbon barrel floats.
Okay.
So you would put a dab of ice cream on top and let it all kind of go in together. And this, how much chocolate flavor is in this? Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And I think it's balanced though, because it's not like overpowering.
No.
But let me ask you, what kind of ice cream would you pair with this if you were to make a float? What flavor would
you
go
vanilla
with?
Bean or like a coffee with mixed with like the vanilla? So like maybe do like a half scoop of each?
Let me get crazy.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. Hazelnut, maybe?
Do it. What do you think about praline?
Oh, yeah. You're done. An animal.
I feel like that is like...
Wow, that just made me salivate.
You are an animal. Oh, my gosh.
For me, this imperial... Because this is, you know, they have Russian imperials. This is an American imperial. It starts off with that solid roasted malt flavor. There's a good amount of coffee. Then you get hit with that big presence of chocolate in there, followed with a little bit of oak, vanilla, and that bourbon flavor. They just blend beautifully together. It's strong flavors, but none are overpowering. They blend beautifully. This beer is a real masterpiece. The alcohol, yes, you're getting that bourbon flavor, but it's not boozy. It's not like it's hitting you. You're getting that like kind of acidic acid taste that you get from some alcohols. This is a beautiful, smooth, you know, like aged bourbon that is flowing across the tongue. The mouthfeel, it's medium to heavy body mouthfeel. It's not super heavy. It's not motor oil, but this certainly is not light. This is, you know that you're drinking this. You can feel the weight of it in your mouth. I would describe this as like smooth and very creamy overall as the mouthfeel. The drinkability, for me, this isn't an everyday drinker due to the high ABV and the high price point. And honestly, just the limited availability. It's harder to find these days because it's so good. But that doesn't take away from the drinkability score, in my opinion. The phenomenal brewers over at Founders have produced a modern classic that if you can get your hands on, I would highly recommend you doing so. Is this a beer that you would drink again, Audrey?
100%. And there's a reason they always sell them in a 4-pack.
Really?
Like, yes. You know what I mean? Like,
you
finish
four of these, you're on your ass.
No, and you go like, $21 for four. But you're getting like 2.5 beers per one. It's strong for sure.
That is a strong move. Let me ask you. I want to get what your rating is before I give my official rating.
Is that out of what?
Out of five. Out of five. 0 to 5. 5 being the most perfect beer that has ever existed.
I want a drum roll. Can I get a drum roll?
Yes, you can.
The beer. Okay. For progress. 4.2.
Okay. Okay.
I like that. I think that's a. You haven't seen my score over here. Can I also get a drum roll?
Yes, you can.
Mahoney's Bear Scale Supremacy. I give the Founders Kentucky Breakfast Stout a 4.4 out of 5.
Wow.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers.
Beer for breakfast every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney.
Seriously, so good.
It's seriously really good.
I got stuff to do today, though.
There's still a couple left. Yeah. Treat yourself. It's Friday.
Bring your dog to work day here. It's going to be pretty relaxed, Ian.
They're discriminating against Ian. Couldn't bring his cat.
Hey, I have a leash, though. You can walk me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Whew. Mahoney.
What?
I think it's that time again.
What time is it? Time to go home?
Yeah, it is about that time. And it's brought to us by CSN. It's now enrolling for fall semester with over 150 degrees and certificates and thousands of career opportunities. What are you waiting for? Go to csn.edu today and apply.
We just gave away those Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World tickets. Who
Hell
won those?
Yeah. Aaron.
Aaron?
Aaron just won him, and he just celebrated his 40th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
congratulations.
So he is super excited. He asked how the beer is. I said, at this point, we're all feeling it.
Yeah, this is one of the top beers. This is easily, you know, in the many years that we've been doing this, this is top 20.
Yes.
This is a top 20 beer out of the last, you know, I mean, how many beers have we done over... You know, the last, 11, 12 years?
I think roughly 4 billion.
Yeah, a lot.
Billion.
So this is definitely in the top 20 without a doubt. You know, those American Imperials and the Russian Imperials always do well. If you get your hands on some, treat yourself. Like I said, a little bit expensive. But how rude of it, of Dave Farah, to not invite Aaron to Prague.
To Prague?
For the 40th. Like, could be a joint 40th birthday party. It's just typical. Dave Farah.
Typical. But that's
going
where we come
jugs.
In.
That is right. But we're going to reward you. If you are listening to today's show, we've got a prize for you. Do you know today's show? Take a listen.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
He became a grandfather, I think, at just under 50. So he was pretty young. But we, I think he's close to 85 now. But his nickname is... The question up for today, if you know, at 791-1075, what was the name of, what is my grandfather's nickname? What did we call him? If you know the answer to today's Know the Show at 791-1075, you will be going to see Cage the Elephant and Beck on Friday, July 19th. That's just 1 week from today at Park Theater. The Night Running Tour tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster, and we are presenting that show. Don't let that horse and son of a bitch, Bossy Rossi, try to tell you that it's his third anniversary party. How do you make it your party after that show was already on sale? It seems like a fishy situation. even though Bossy Rossi will be there and on stage in some capacity at the Night Running Tour, which is going to be amazing with some amazing bands. It's still going to be an amazing show, but don't let Bossy Rossi, don't let that affect how you think that show is going to be. We've got a caller calling in right now, X1075. Who is this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
What is the answer to the question? What was my grandfather's nickname?
Papa, the same.
Whoa. I mean, that's pretty close. It's pretty close. I mean, the spelling is right. I would say Paw-paw. Not Papa, but Paw-paw. Pretty close. Pretty close. You're going to see Cage the Elephant and Beck on Friday, July 19th. Are you going to boo that horse and son of a bitch, Ross Mahoney, when he is on stage?
If you'd like me to do, I will do it.
Oh, that's right. All right. I would like you to do it. I would like you to boo as loud as humanly possible every time you see that guy. And let's make sure that he doesn't get a fourth anniversary
Hell
party.
No.
And in the meantime, thank you so much for listening this morning and listening this week. We really appreciate it. And that's going to do it for us. Audrey, thank you for joining us. You're going to join us next week as well.
Cool.
So that's going to be exciting. Ian, do you have anything going on this weekend?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple of bits that I want to really try out.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to meet up with that gentleman from earlier in the week, Richard,
okay,
from Coffee Confessions.
Okay.
I was supposed to meet with him yesterday. He ditched me.
He ditched you? You got stood up?
And I feel very hurt right now. But
do you want to talk about it?
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.